B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got some breaking news, and so let's talk about it here. I think this is pretty significant. Adam Schefter is reporting the Cincinnati Bengals are releasing quarterback Andy Dalton. Schefter, thank you this morning. What can you tell us? Andy Dalton, we just reported the news. What can you tell us?
When we look around the league, people still look at New England and wonder whether they would bring in another quarterback to compete with Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. People look at Jacksonville, which you look at a team like the Dallas Cowboys right now, they still don't have a viable, proven experience backup for Dak Prescott, who hasn't signed his franchise tag. That's another interesting spot that just sits out there at this point in time. But short of those teams, you tell me a team that has an opening, and there aren't many of them.
Lewis Riddick is with us as well this morning. What do you expect for Dalton out there now?
The conversation is going to immediately focus on the New England Patriots and whether or not, from a fit perspective, does he fit what possibly they would be looking for in terms of a veteran acquisition in the context of their offense. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't have any intel on that, although I would only just say this right now. You know, like two over the past 3 years, Andy has really struggled as far as completing above, even getting, you know, cracking the 60% completion percentage plateau, and his yards per attempt have been down too. So, you know, in the six yards per attempt range. Now, a lot of that doesn't, I mean, there are more things than just him that have to do with that. Obviously, pass protection, consistency of the weaponry on the perimeter, all that has to do with that. Now, but it will be interesting to see if New England does investigate this and kick the tires here, because from a profile standpoint, it would make sense from a veteran acquisition standpoint for them.
All right, everybody, welcome into the program. Maz, what's that expression, when it rains, it pours?
Yeah, that's what the expression is, when it rains, it pours.
Big Jim Murray and Maz on remote. Murray, it's still the apocalypse. It's another rainy day. And now Andy Dalton is headed to New England. Your thoughts?
And yet another. Wow. This is echoing in my head. I have to take my headphones off.
So stand by. We'll get Murray all set up on the sound. Maz, your thoughts?
Oh, I'm doing cartwheels. Are you kidding me? This is like the greatest thing ever. Like, I thought that this was in play largely from the beginning. It just made too much sense for it to not be in play. And so I'm just surprised that the Bengals pulled the trigger as quickly as they did in terms of getting rid of Dalton. I know they just drafted Burrow. Obviously, that had to happen first. But I thought they, you know, they would string it along with Dalton a little bit. They've certainly had plenty of time to do it already.
So you think this is a real possibility? Hold on 1 second, Murray. You think it's a real possibility, Maz?
I do. I do think it's a real possibility. And so, initial reports have already been some tweets out there that link him to both Jacksonville and New England, saying both of those teams have interest. Now, again, I understand that starting is of paramount importance for a guy like Andy Dalton, but I'm not sure his chances right now in Jacksonville are any better than they would be in New England. And as it pertains to coming here, if you're Andy Dalton and you have a chance to start and play for Bill Belichick after having been in the league for whatever it is, 10 years, and been in the absolute, you know, bottom of the barrel as far as the NFL is concerned, and you have a chance to come here, I don't see why you would say no.
Who was that first initial tweet that you guys sent me on the email chain? Was that a Bengals reporter? Was that a Cincinnati
it was, yes.
guy?
Yep.
So the Cincinnati reporter, there is linkage. It's not just that immediate reaction you heard on ESPN where there was speculation. There's actual reportage from the Cincinnati side, people who know Andy Dalton, who say that the Patriots are already involved with Andy Dalton, already in on the red rifle, Murray. Your thoughts?
All right, hopefully this is now working. Okay, it's fixed. Yeah, well, it's just another day where I wish I didn't wake up, and this is... This is just cementing that further. This is the first news that I see in my Twitter feed today. So all I'm rooting for is Jacksonville or Pittsburgh, who needs a backup. Maybe Dallas, who you heard mentioned there by Adam Schefter. Someone swoops in first, because I don't want to live in a world where this guy is the quarterback of the Patriots, because he sucks And I think that based on everything that I've heard and read, you know, it's supposed to be Jarrett Stidham. This is who Bill believes in. He already knows your system a little bit, so go with what you know and someone that actually knows your system, not some terrible retread, and people still want to try to shove the numbers down my throat. I don't care. I've seen him in big moments. I've seen him in primetime games. I've seen him in the four playoff games that he's 0-4 in. He sucks.
So if, Maz, if Bill Belichick has made this totally personal and totally about him, which I don't think that he has, but let's just take that argument to the extreme.
Sure.
That Bill Belichick wants to prove he can win without Tom Brady and he can plug in the quarterback position like any other position. Okay, again, just go by that supposition.
Yep.
He proves it more with Andy Dalton than Jared Stidham, I think. Almost. I mean, there's a case to be made for that. And let's say Jared Stidham, like, is awesome. And the Patriots, you know, all those things we're hearing about Jared Stidham, that he would have been a first-round pick 2 years ago. He would have been a first-round pick this year. The Pats just got him at the right time for a fourth-round pick. And let's just say Jared Stidham can really play. And he comes out and he's balls to the wall and he's great. And he looks like a first-round pick. People are going to say, oh, Bill got lucky again at the quarterback position. You know, some people will. Oh, he backed into another quarterback, just like Brady. However, everybody knows Andy Dalton sucks. Andy Dalton is an established suckball, right? Stidham's not an established suckball. We just don't know on Stidham. Andy Dalton, everybody knows, blows. So if Belichick wins with Dalton, it almost, you can make the case, it proves it more than him winning with Stidham. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah. No, look, and I understand totally what you're getting at. This is the classic, he can take his'n and beat your'n, and he can take your'n and beat his'n, like they said about Bump Phillips years ago. Or Bump, I don't remember if Bump Phillips said it about Shula, whatever. The idea is a great coach can take someone else's garbage, polish it up, and put it in his living room as an antique piece of furniture. And in the case of Dalton, that's what Dalton is. Whereas Stidham, you'd cultivate from birth, there's an element of luck in there, et cetera,
exactly.
Et cetera. Yeah, I get it. With Dalton, it is, no. I am going to take something that everyone thinks is garbage, like Trading Places, the movie. I'm going to take garbage and turn it into royalty. And if he can pull that off with Dalton, I'd go so far as to add Brian Hoyer to that equation and say,
sure,
Hoyer has some familiarity in this system. Dalton would be coming in cold, and I think Dalton's better than Hoyer. But Dalton would be coming in cold, no experience with the system whatsoever. And if Bill goes, say, 11-5 and wins the division, like, and they make a run? Oh, to me, it's like perfect.
Oh, God. And this is why I'm excited. I'm excited by the prospect. And if they signed Andy Dalton, I've heard people say that means they had no plan. I disagree entirely. To me, it says that was the plan. They knew he was going to shake free. For crying out loud, 3 days after the freaking Titans lost, Peter King, who got an exclusive alone one-on-one with the owner just a few nights before, out of nowhere, said Andy Dalton to the Patriots. And we all went, huh? Say what? And don't tell me that, you know, that's a plan. We like Stidham. He's a future. He's not quite ready. So who's a perfect sort of plug-in guy for 1 year where we can still win, still compete, and we can still develop the young quarterback? Andy Dalton is that kind of guy. And I am sorry. If they get him, I don't think it proves no plan. I think that was the plan.
And the plan was garbage. You're waiting for garbage to shake free, and that's going to be the plan post-Brady. The plan is complete garbage. And if he's that confident in his coaching abilities, well, good luck to him. And I hope he falls on his face, because this kid's not the answer. This guy who's been in the league since, what, 2011? He was drafted in the second round. He blows. He blows, and I'll be rooting for him to fail if he comes here. Every single pass, every single game.
So, which is going to be a neat trick if you're doing the post-game shows. The caterwauling is another reason, Maz, that I'm into it. Because it's just, you know, the greater the outcry, the greater the win for Belichick, the greater the story, the greater the leverage point. And so I'm sort of into that as the talk show host. I actually think Bill's going to win with Andy Dalton. If they have Andy Dalton, I'm going to up my win total from the Patriots from 9-10. They're still winning the division either way, but I like him even a little bit more with Andy Dalton. But poor Murray and his ilk. Here's what Murray wrote us when he first woke up at about, when did you send us, like 1 p.m., Murray?
It was pretty late. Yeah.
Roughly around there. He says, oh, what wonderful news to wake up to, he said. So glad that my nightly wish of please let tomorrow be the day I don't wake up once again come true. It's not that bad, Murray. He says, Andy Dalton's released and there's already stories of interest on the part of the Patriots, of which I'll choose to ignore until it actually happens, God forbid. I'll use the Adam Jones tweet to sum it up best. if he does get signed here. I guess Adam Jones tweeted, the only reason I'd be on board with the Pats signing Andy Dalton is to mock all these, see, the Patriots believe in Jared Stidham stories. Other than that, zero upside. That's what Jones tweeted, and Murray co-signs. Murray says, additionally, I'll just add that if he does get signed, I'll be rooting for the virus. I'm not kidding. Keep football closed, no fans, no games, go COVID. That, to me, is the line of the day. He's not just rooting against the Patriots. He's rooting for COVID.
Yeah, that's what it'll come to if they sign Andy Dalton. And it definitely would be a move to me. This would be like the Bill move to try to screw with the legacy of Brady and show, no, see, it's all been about me. It's a coach's league. If I can prove I can win with Andy Dalton, like, sure, I'm more Brady than Bill, and that's obvious. So, yeah, I think if he would be successful with him, that would kill me. It would absolutely kill me. If he could succeed with Andy Dalton, one of the worst of the worst, a bum's bum, to bring him in and to try to succeed with him, it's an attempt to tarnish Brady's legacy.
If Bill could succeed with Dalton, it really would cause a lot of people, myself probably included, to recalibrate exactly the balance between a quarterback and a coach. Because, look, now, I've told you, I don't think Dalton was that bad early in his career. In fact, I think Dalton was pretty good early in his career. I'd even go so far as to say he was a poor man's Alex Smith, okay, which is to say that he played efficient, functional football, and his team won a lot of games. In the last couple of years, in this last year in particular, when we saw them against the Patriots, he played one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback play. He was absolutely god-awful. And I think I wonder if Bill looked at him and said, you know what? This guy's deteriorated. He's not this bad. They end up getting the number one pick, and he's out there. I can turn this kid around.
I think in most cases, not all, there's some guys who are so good or so bad they transcend it. But in a lot of cases, maybe the majority of cases, the quarterback play in this league is so heavily dependent on your coaching. It's so heavily dependent on the team you're on, the coaching you're getting, what you're being asked to do. It's so dependent. And so Andy Dalton is saddled with Marvin Lewis and that outfit, that regime for how many years? 8, 10, 12 years, whatever it is. And then last year, there's a whole new coach, a whole new system. The coach is like 12 years old. It's his first job. I mean, what do you think Andy Dalton's going to look like? So, I mean, that's the way Bill looks at it. That's kind of the way I look at it. I think Bill would win with Andy Dalton. I know Bill would win with Andy Dalton. We would win with Andy Dalton. We'd be hosting playoff games with the Red Rocket. Is it the Red Rocket or the Red Rifle, Murray?
I guess Rifle.
The Red Rifle.
The Red Rifle. We're hosting playoff games, baby. Get ready to be doing your Patriots postgame show from Gillette Stadium, wild card weekend, at least, Murray. At least.
Go COVID.
Yeah. Also, be careful the Red Rocket reference. That one gets a little into pets.
I understand. So what do you think? What do you think? Andy Dalton, you want him? Are the Pats better off or worse off? Would you rather have Stidham, Hoyer, or Andy Dalton? Those are your options. You don't get another one. Stidham, Hoyer, or Andy Dalton. 617-779-0985 is your telephone number. It's Felger and Maz. We're presented by DraftKings. We come to you on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Your call's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, man.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
I have no idea, neither do you, who Bill Belichick sits in his office, feet up on the desk, watching tape of who he says, I really like that guy. Whether or not the rest of the league likes him or not. One of the guys I think, and I know these people are going to laugh at this, I think Bill Belichick would really like to work with Andy Dalton, you know, because wow. Andy Dalton he's a football player, you know, and he's not Tom Brady. He's not going to go down in the pantheon. I get it. Guys who are going to go down in the pantheon at age 32 are not available. Okay. But Russell Wilson's not available, but I think Andy Dalton would be a very compelling guy to be a bridge, either to be their quarterback for a while or to be their bridge guy to the next quarterback.
You've heard us play that sound often. Just because, I don't know, connect the media dots. Peter King, what was the date on that, Jimmy, again, please?
January 9th.
January 9th. You lost to the Tennessee Titans on January 4th. On overnight, January 4th, January 5th, who got an exclusive one-on-one with Patriots owner Robert Kraft?
Peter King here.
And that week, he's saying, out of nowhere, before anything has happened anywhere, he says Andy Dalton to the Patriots. So, I don't know. And then there was there another hint that Belichick gave in his post-draft press conference? Jimmy, would you cue that up, please? Belichick post-draft on not drafting a quarterback. He said this at the time. I remember him saying it, and when we never followed up, we should have. Credit to T-Bone there, who caught it on the transcript and caught it on the post-press conference from Bill Belichick. Listen to what he said on why they didn't draft a quarterback.
The bottom line is that, you know, we're evaluating that position along with all the other ones, and if we feel like we find the right situation, we'll certainly draft them. And we've drafted them in multiple years and multiple points in the draft. Didn't work out the last 3 days. That wasn't by design. It could have, but it didn't. Again, there are multiple ways to build your team. We'll see whether or not that comes up at a different point in time. You know, I don't know, but we just tried to do the best we could with what we had in this weekend, and that's what we did, and we'll see where it goes.
Multiple ways to build your team. We'll see if something comes up at that point in time. I don't know. And there you go. And here we are. Andy Dalton has been released, and he's already been linked to the Patriots.
He knew. He knew. Again, and so my guess is, look, we all know how this works with regards to free agents in this league or any other, that there's all types of back channeling that's going on. And Bill probably said, yep, after the draft, we have some understanding from Dalton's camp or whoever that he's going to be let go. Once they have Burrow in the fold or Burrow drafted, they're going to let go of Dalton, and that's going to be the end of it because they couldn't find a trade partner. Or maybe it was, hey, if they get through the draft and they can't trade him, they're going to release him after the draft. And then maybe the Bengals wanted to hold on to him until that time because they thought there was a chance of moving him at the draft.
And not that Belichick would tell Peter King that. I don't think Belichick would pee on Peter King if he were on fire. But Robert Kraft, maybe he did. So, yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down on Andy Dalton, Billy and Taunton. Go, Billy.
Thumbs down because you need to find the next guy because, like you said, the coach is getting old, number one. Two other things that you need, like, right these days, you need a Patrick Mahomes. You can't win a Super Bowl. Even Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think is better than Andy Dalton, he couldn't do it. And the final.
You need a Pat Mahomes. Do you need a Pat Mahomes? Pat Mahomes has won once. So, what, I know he's been in the league two, three years, but do you need a Pat Mahomes, Mass?
No, well, and here's the other thing. If you need, quote-unquote, need a Pat Mahomes, you're porked.
Yeah, forget about it.
Because
only one of those.
Right, what are your chances of getting that? And I would tell you that just with, look, everybody wants a great quarterback. And obviously this relates at least in part to something we'll be getting into later in the show. But Green Bay has a great quarterback. They've won once. So, you know, this is one of those things where, like, you're not going to get another great quarterback in all probability. You better find another way to win.
Nick Foles won one most recently. I mean, we go through the list of bum quarterbacks. I don't want a bum quarterback. I'm just saying I don't think it takes Pat Mahomes. I'd like to have him, but you don't need that. Tyler in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything more miserable than to have Andy Dalton as a Patriots quarterback. I think I'd rather have Johnny Manziel, to be honest with you. Like, that would just be the worst cherry on top to Bill the past couple months, really. Honestly,
it would be so perfect. Right, it would be the cherry on top, Tyler, which is another reason why I'm rooting for it. And, Murray, you can appreciate this, the schadenfreude of it. I guess for the blowing nature, but not that I'll do it because I'm not like you people. I don't need to blow you. But it has been one thing after the next where, you know, just dial it back. A Patriots fan would say to us, oh, the Palace Q, you're making it up. Brady's going to finish his career as a Patriot. All that stuff is made up. Wicker scam in ESPN. No, it's actually 1,000% true. And then we get to, well, Brady might actually leave. This is real. Stupid, he's not going to leave. If you're saying he's going to leave, you just want clicks and attention. There's no way he's going to go. He left. And then it's, he's not going to go to Tampa. How could he possibly? He's not going to go. He'd leave for here to go to. Oh, yeah, he went to Tampa. And then then it's, well, you know, there's no way Bill's going to turn over to Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. That's his plan. And there's no way. Yep. No, but it's actually Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. And now it's stupid to bring in Andy Dalton. They're not that stupid. Oh, and here comes Andy Dalton. It's like one thing after the next, blowing up all your preconceptions. That gets me off a little bit, Murray. It does. Which, well, I'm sure, you know, which I'm sure you can respect. I mean, you've been on that side of it too.
Yeah, but in this case, in every case, I only root for what I want, and because I don't want this, you know, I'm not looking for the Schadenfreude aspect in this. Again, I'm not even kidding. If they sign this loser, I will root for them to lose every game with him.
Like,
because again, it is just further proof that, like, see, I can win with anyone, and I'll take this bum's bum to prove a point that it's truly been about me and the coaching, and it was never really about Tom. Oh, God. Of all things, it'd be so perfect, too. Just with the way that everything is now, like, that he is in a Patriots uniform by the end of the day. I'm fully expecting it.
Murray, not only are you rooting against the Patriots, what are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the season not to happen. Like, nothing to happen. If Dalton ends up here, I root for the virus. Like, keep football away. Make sure football doesn't happen. And if that deprives me from watching Tom Brady light it up in a Bucs uniform, so be it. I will.
COVID.
Yep, go COVID.
Paul, I'll tell you, I'm invested in my own take here as well. I'm going to take credit for this.
But you were all over it yesterday, Maz. And don't tell me, you got your Apple Watch on today there, bro?
Oh, I have it with me.
Okay. Paul in Maine, your thoughts?
Yeah, screw Dalton. Don't worry, Murray. Bill's not dumb enough to sign this stiff. He's not an upgrade over Stidham, and I don't think Bill at his age wants to commit to wasting a year on this guy. He's going to play Stidham, develop the kid. And let's not forget, the clock is ticking on Bill. Really, with each passing day, Shula's record seems further and further away. The only thing that scares me is that I do think he could win with the guy, but I just friggin' hope he steers clear.
Okay, you know, fill in the blank of that. Bill's not dumb enough to ... Bill's not dumb enough to piss off Brady. Bill's not dumb enough to let Brady go. Bill's not dumb enough to let Brady and Gronkowski go in the same offseason to the same team. There's no way. Bill's not dumb enough to build his team around Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. Bill's not dumb enough to go a whole draft after Brady leaves and not draft a quarterback. Bill's not dumb enough to bring in Andy Dalton. Just keep going. Keep trying. Keep doing it.
Yeah, Bill.
Jeff Darlington's making it up. He just wants clicks and a headline. No, he's 1,000% right. 1,000% right. He was right. You were wrong. And it's like that. I'm sorry. I'm rooting for that side of it because, I don't know, just approach it with that fan sort of approach is, I mean, boring to me. Boring.
Not into blowing and proceeds to blow for the last six minutes.
I mean, I'm not telling you I was right. I didn't think Brady was leaving either. I'm just, you know, the Patriot honk narrative has just been, it's just been napalmed. It's just been destroyed and blown up into a million pieces. And this would be yet another little domino in that. Albert in Rhode Island, you yes or no on Dalton?
Oh, of course, yes. You get Andy Dalton, you win 11 games. Andy, for the stat dopes that listen to your show, four seasons of 25 touchdowns and over, and that's basically playing. I mean, you can get better coaching at BU than what he's gotten at Cincinnati. And you know what, Phil? I hate to agree with you. I really do. It sucks to call a radio show and agree, but you've gotten it all along. It's the coaching. Unless you got Peyton Manning, John Elway, it's more of the coaching, the dependency, you know, what you're asked to do and whatnot, the functionality of the quarterback, and you get it. Patriots fans, like you said, Murray will be watching BC versus Clemson in week 6 if they get Andy Dalton because they're going to win football games. A couple of years.
So hold on. So, I mean, Albert, I'll just stop you there. 11 feels like it's still a really hard schedule, and the team still isn't all that great. So I may up my win total from 9 to 10. They're going to do whatever it takes to win the division. I think that as well. But I think they're a better team with Andy Dalton than Jared Stidham right now. I mean, that's just a guess, because like the rest of you, I don't know exactly what Stidham is. But I like their chances better with Dalton than Stidham.
I'll tell you, I like this game that you started playing, though. Bill's not dumb enough to go for it on 4th-and-2. Bill's not dumb enough to give it to his running back 17 times at the season finale in Miami in 2015. Bill's not dumb enough to defer the opening kickoff at the Jets with the game on the line in overtime. Bill's not dumb enough to bench Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl. I like this. This is a fun game.
Well, but it's different. Like, that's sort of different.
No, it isn't.
No. This is
the media's just making it up. Is the blowing there?
Like, when it's this fake news, you know, plague that now plagues the nation. If you don't like the reporting, if you don't like what someone's reporting to you, it's thus fake news. And just because you don't like the report doesn't mean someone's making it up. Okay, that's so that's sort of what I'm rebelling against. That's really what it is, more than it's anti-patriot. It's the oh, Jeff Darlington just said that because he wants attention. No, he said it because he heard it and he was right. And just because someone's reporting something you don't like doesn't mean it's fake or someone's making it up. You just don't like it. That's sort of my blowing there. And this would be another one in that. Bill's not, you're making it up, Bill, Andy Dalton. Oh, next thing you know, Jimmy hits the button for breaking news, and here comes Andy Dalton.
Which I wouldn't rule out before the end of the day tomorrow.
Oh, it's freaking.
Wait, what?
It's tasty.
Wait, Matt, say that again?
What do you know, Matt?
What out?
Oh, I don't know anything. I'm just telling you that Andy
Did
Dalton
Did your Apple Watch go off?
No. I'm just telling you that Andy Dalton has been released. The Patriots need a quarterback. He's now out on the street. And I suspect, just like the case with Gronk, by the time we heard that Gronk was coming out of retirement, the reality is the deal was done. I'm willing to bet that the same is true of Dalton. He already knows where he's going to play.
Maz knows stuff. He's unbelievable. He's so not cagey with this anymore. It's like, I don't buy it.
I consider myself to be coy.
Here it comes. You told me and I immediately forgot it. It's like when I ask your name and you say it and then I forget it the second you tell it to me. Is it the Red Rocket or the Red Rifle?
Red Rifle,
Murray. Here it comes. Here it comes. The Red Rifle Militia, Murray, for you, baby. Here he comes. Here's the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
My guess is the Patriots have asked about Dalton. I'd be willing to bet that they have, and I don't have any inside info there. Again,
you're Murray, why do I get the sense his Apple Watch goes off and he like keeps it from us? Like, doesn't that feel like
Yeah, that feels informed.
That feels like informed hot takery. Like, where would he come up with that? Something tells me they've inquired about him. Completely out of nowhere, Matt.
Yeah, you can't just guess at that. They
Jesus.
Either did or they didn't.
I'm telling you, this is not an Apple Watch story. But I believe that they've inquired about Dalton. And if I'm the Bengals, especially after that whole
video, I don't believe you,
but keep going.
Me either.
Okay, if I'm the Bengals, especially after this whole videotaping nonsense, the last thing I'm going to do is hand the Patriots my quarterback. So, you know what? I'm going to hold on to him for a little while. But really, when it comes down to it, are the Bengals going to pay Andy Dalton $17 million to back up for them next
year? Oh, hell no. No.
Okay, so, and is anyone going to trade for him at this stage when Jameis Winston just signed for $1.1 million with the New Orleans Saints?
Yes, no one's going to trade for him because then you take on his $17 million contract.
Exactly, right. So this is my point. He's going to hit the street. Dalton is going to hit the street. And when he's on the street, he's going to cost nothing, and I think he would make sense for the Patriots.
That was yesterday. You could hear the Apple Watch going off in the background. Maz. Maz, still sneaky, diligent, makes calls, talks to people, does his job, like unlike the rest of us.
Yeah, Felger, at my heart, I'm a reporter.
Just slinging crap. So here we go. Andy Dalton to the Patriots. We think it's real. How do you feel about that, Boston? Mike in Nashville, how do you feel about that, New Hampshire? Go ahead.
I think it's a pretty good move. I mean, first of all, you got to get him on the cheap, right? Second of all, he's not automatically installed as the starter.
Right.
I mean, if Stidham plays him, Belichick will go with Stidham, and if Hoyer outplays, I'd rather have Dalton competing for the job than Cody Kessler. That's how I look at it.
So to me, this is why I would give Dalton the nod over Cam Newton. Even though Cam Newton's certainly a better player and might win you more games, etc., but is Cam Newton going to fit into this thing? What Bill wants is a three-for-all. He wants a competition. He wants Stidham to earn it. He wants, you know, Hoyer's there. He told Hoyer he can compete for the job, and he will. And he'll tell Dalton he can win, compete for the job, and he will. But if Dalton doesn't, is Andy Dalton the kind of guy that's going to, you know, toss over the banquet table? You know what I mean, Mez? Is he going to raise a stink?
No, he's not. And I'll tell you what, the more I read about him, the more I like the off-field stuff with Dalton. I mean, upon his release from Cincinnati, all you saw was stuff on Twitter about how much of a gentleman he was, how much of a class act he is, how much of a professional he is. And to me, all of that stuff is important if you're going to come to the Patriots and play for Bill Belichick. Here's the other thing from a football standpoint. Let's say you're only carrying two quarterbacks. Okay, just two. If you want the two quarterbacks, Stidham is obviously one of them. Of the other two, who do you want, Hoyer or Dalton?
Dalton.
Hoyer.
Me too.
Hoyer, Murray?
Yep, knows the system.
Murray, who hates Hoyer like poison.
Oh, my God. Murray, Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston?
Winston. Everyone you'll say, I'm going to say the opposite of Dalton. I'm not
Dalton.
Going to.
I'd rather have Dalton than Winston.
Seriously, Murray? Winston over Dalton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was a number one draft pick. There's more upside there. He's younger.
Sam in Plymouth, what do you got for Murray?
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer. Every time Murray opens his mouth, he's a total moron. Yes, on Dalton. You bring him in, you put a little additional pressure on Stidham. And, you know, Murray, you make me sick. I'm going to go
Good.
Throw up now.
Good. Good. I hope you're wretch. I hope it ruins your day, too. Continue to puke. Can't eat the rest of your day.
John in Scituate. Go ahead, John.
I'm Stidham over Dalton. If you get Dalton, you're wild card at best. You're middling. Stidham, we don't know. I mean, he could blow too for all we know. But at the end of the day, I think Bill's taking a big risk if he brings Andy Dalton and it makes him the starting quarterback after Tom Brady. Like you guys were saying before, like there is some upside. Like if he performs well with Dalton, then, I mean, that looks good on Bill. But at the same time, like if he comes in here and they go 8-8 for the next 3 years, I mean – that's going to look pretty bad.
So you raise an interesting point, John. The risk. If Bill goes 7-9 with Stidham, that says one thing. If he goes 7-9 with Dalton, it says another, and it's worse, right? Like
totally.
7-9 with Stidham, you might even accept because he's the next guy and you're developing him this year, and at least you spent this year developing the next guy. If he goes 7-9 with Dalton, that's Bill's handpicked guy. And Stidham's no, he still has another year on the bench. And it's like, I don't know, Maz, you're shaking your head? No?
Yeah, I don't feel that way because, again, I don't think it's necessarily linear. I mean, if Stidham's development isn't complete, if he's not ready yet, then it doesn't necessarily do him a service to put him in there now. And Dalton gives you a better chance than Hoyer. So when the caller says, I'd rather have Stidham than Dalton, well, sure, we all would. Of course we would. But if Stidham isn't ready and you're doing him a disservice by putting him in there, who are you? The question is, who are you better with as a second guy? Is it Dalton or is it Hoyer? To me, that's the question. And as to your point, I look at it and say, you might take a little bit of... Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play in the first 2 years, and in the third year, he jumped in, and he looked pretty good. And so you might actually be doing yourself a service in the long run to still bring Stidham along at the proper pace.
In the short term, though, it doesn't look good for him, which is part of the reason why I like it. It's like, he goes from Brady, and now he puts in Stidham. Well, that's the next guy, and that makes sense, whether he's not quite ready or not. But that's the plan, and he's drafted the next guy, and he loves the next guy, and that's the deal. If he brings in Dalton, it means Stidham not ready. And so what was your plan? And that's you're going to go from Brady to and pick up Andy Dalton on the street? Like, that just looks bad. It's part of the reason why I'm rooting for it. It looks bad, but it really ain't that bad. He can win with that guy.
Yeah, but see, I'll tell you, if he brings in Dalton, I think it does demonstrate that he had a plan. It might not be one that everyone wanted to hear, but I think it has been apparent to everybody that Dalton was going to shake free sooner or later. And if the Patriots snatch him up, then I think the thing was in the bag. I can't come to any other conclusion.
If you're just joining us, Andy Dalton was released today by the Cincinnati Bengals, and there is already reporting out of Cincinnati that the Patriots have expressed interest in Andy Dalton. What are your thoughts on him coming to New England? We continue with your calls at 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
the bottom line is that, you know, we're evaluating that position along with all the other ones. And if we feel like we find the right situation, we'll certainly draft them. And we've drafted them in multiple years and multiple points in the draft. Didn't work out the last 3 days. That wasn't by design. It could have, but it didn't. Again, there are multiple ways to build your team. We'll see whether or not that comes up at a different point in time. You know, I don't know, but we just tried to do the best we could with what we had in this weekend, and that's what we did, and we'll see where it goes.
Again, Belichick explaining right after the draft why they did not take a quarterback. There are multiple ways to build your team. We'll see whether or not we get word of another that comes up at a different point in time. I don't know. More than one Apple Watch going off there at one point in time. Your thoughts on Andy Dalton to the Patriots. Tommy and Lynn, go ahead, Tommy.
Yes, I don't want Andy Dalton here. He blows. And Murray, I agree with you. He blows. Hell with Andy Dalton. No.
Okay. So I look forward to hearing from these guys and all the anti Andy Dalton people. I guarantee you, we're not going to be hearing that by the time the season starts with Andy Dalton as your starting quarterback. I've already heard it. It'd be stupid. I don't like it. You'll waste a year. And then, you know, because I heard this about letting Tom Brady go. I heard this about going with Stidham and Hoyer. Everyone was against going with Stidham and Hoyer, you know, a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago. Now, don't you feel like people have talked themselves into it, Maz?
Oh, there's no question. And again, if Dalton ends up here, you know what that's going to be like? Yeah, he had it planned that way all along, Felga. He's playing chess and they're playing checkers.
because
I'm telling you, it's coming that way.
Murray's
coming. Absolutely,
yeah,
is.
I will not be one of those people.
Murray, you've come around on this Stidham Hoyer thing, though.
Not Hoyer. He's just here because, and I guess I have to learn to deal with that. If anything, I'd rather someone else. But Stidham, I've come around on just because there's an unknown there. The kid played for all of a half a second last year. People want to write him off because of that bad pick six against the Jets. But in the preseason, he looked like he was pretty good.
See, well, people are going to start doing this with Andy Dalton. It's Marvin Lewis's fault.
Of course they are.
You know, they'll look at the good years and the productive years and coachable guy and someone that'll fit perfectly for Bill Belichick. We'll all talk. You all, because I'm into it now. I'm in on Andy Dalton. You all, most of you, will talk yourselves into it like you've talked yourselves into Brady leaving and them going in the direction they've gone in. Go ahead, Mans.
Let me give you a quick stat, okay, because I looked it up. Andy Dalton came into the league in 2011. He's been in the league 9 years. His first 5 years in the league, Andy Dalton won 50 games as a starter, 10 per season. That was third best in the NFL over that period in the regular season. Third best. You know who the two guys in front of him were?
So, Brady Rogers.
Bingo. So, he was in his first 5 years in the league. Andy Dalton showed the type of leadership, promise, efficiency, call it whatever you want, that allowed him to win more games than any quarterback in the league, save for the two best quarterbacks in football over the last 10 years.
You ready to hear that stat, Murray, as we go forward? Everyone's no on Dalton now. You just wait. Everyone's right on your chin, those stats, Murray. It's coming. You know it's coming.
Look at the numbers he put up in 2015 and what his quarterback rating was. Yeah, what did he have for weapons there? A.J. Green, Tyler Eifert, Marvin Jones, Jeremy Hill, playing bad teams, the Browns a couple of times a year. He's a turnover machine. 37 picks in the last 3 years. That's what you need to look at. His record in primetime games, his record in the playoffs. He sucks.
He needs a coach.
Yep.
That's what he needs. He needs a good coach.
I always put those numbers on Marvin Lewis before I put them on Andy Dalton. I did. Miles and Pepperell. Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, I'm way two thumbs up on Andy Dalton. He's ranked 44th on the all-time passing list. He's ahead of Cam Newton. He's ahead of Russell Wilson. Everybody, I don't know if it's because he's the white guy with freckles and the red hair or whatever it is, but nobody gives him any credit. And when he was with Cincinnati, nobody put the captain on his jersey and said he's our leader. And I think he's a great guy. Cam Newton's out drinking and smoking on YouTube and when he's injured.
So who cares about that? I'm going to cut you off. I don't care what kind of guy he is unless he's like a really bad guy. But the thing he made about, you know, he doesn't understand why people don't give him credit. Maybe it's the red hair and freckles. I think there is something to that. We've done whole shows on this, by the way, which I don't want to get back into because it'll take over the call screener. But if you try and compile a list of the best ginger athletes, it's a pamphlet. It is a tiny little pamphlet. There just aren't many great ones. And I think those poor fellas, the ginger athlete gets discriminated against.
By Murray.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's gingerism at work in this, Murray.
He is. Murray's a gingerist. Sure.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I don't want that guy as my quarterback. It's been proven time and time again. You're just asking for failure.
Because he's a ginger.
Yeah, that plays into it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to ask Murray, Marianne, or Ginger. We know the answer to that one.
Bill in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. All right. Yeah, I can't hear myself. But anyways, love you guys. First time caller. So Andy Dalton is going to win a Super Bowl for us this year.
Oh, it's already gotten silly, Bill. Why don't we just stick
with... Wait a minute now. Hear me out. All right. So, Bill, you know Bill's personality. You know he's going to be sitting next to his dog having a steak in front of both of them. He's going to say, hold on, don't eat that steak yet.
Okay, I'm going to let you go because, Bill, I don't need your stand-up routine there. Let's not get stupid. Are you better with Dalton than Stidham? Are you better with Dalton than Brian Hoyer? That's the question. So whatever you thought they were going to be, Andy Dalton, I think, makes you a couple wins better. One win better, two wins better, but let's not get stupid, shall we?
Yeah, and Mike, the really pertinent part of that to me is Dalton versus Hoyer. Okay, because again, we all agree, Stidham appears to be the longer-term answer, okay, or the long-term answer, at least at the moment, barring someone else coming into the organization. So it really should all be right now about what is best for the development of Jarrett Stidham. And I go back to the beginning of the offseason when Greg Bedard told us that they didn't think Stidham was necessarily ready yet. Also, you have said your very self here that they wanted Brady back. They wanted to get Brady back for one more year. So if they have to fill a season or even a half season, whatever length of time it is, who are they better off doing that with, Hoyer or Dalton? And to me, that one's not even close.
I go Dalton.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Attaboy, big boy. And there's also this component, which I believe. It was reported that the Patriots told Brian Hoyer, and one of the reasons Hoyer is here, is that he can compete for the starting job. And I believe that. I think they're going to let Hoyer compete for the starting job. In fact, I think I'll put my money on him being the starting quarterback to start training camp. And maybe not week one, but when that first training camp practice, whenever that is, Hoyer's going to be with the ones. I mean, that's what I think. And so I don't think Bill's going to go back on that to Hoyer. I don't think he's going to screw Hoyer over like that and bring in someone who's the automatic starter, which I think precludes Cam Newton. I think if he brings in Andy Dalton, he can still save face with Hoyer and say, no, you, Dalton, and Stidham are going to compete for this job. And I think he's going to mean it. I think he's going to mean it because I think if Hoyer does outplay Dalton, he will go with Hoyer. He would do that.
That's fair.
And he would go with Stidham. So I think that allows him to save face with Hoyer. Speaking of Bedard. Bedard has a column on Boston Sports Journal, all the reasons why Dalton should want to be here and all the reasons why the Patriots should want Dalton. He thinks that's a good fit for both sides, and he thinks it should happen. Then he writes, do I think the Patriots will sign Dalton? No, I don't, of course. So then he takes a dump on his whole premise. He says, I think at the end of the day, once they discuss the potential, Bill Belichick will default to thinking that Dalton is not a huge upgrade on Brian Hoyer. And it's not worth upsetting the apple cart. Bedard says, I don't agree with that thinking, especially since it would just continue the thinking that Belichick has continually shortchanged the offense in recent years. But I don't have six Super Bowl rings. I'm always for more competition and better depth options. And remember when Bill Bell and Robert Kraft used to talk about how the NFL is a business about quality depth management all the time? Haven't heard that in a while, says Bedard. But anyway, he says, I've always thought that it's about depth. And Dalton would make the Patriots better in all those areas. Also, I think Dalton will foolishly take the most money offered and pass up his last and best chance to play for a winner like Belichick. Too bad on both counts, he says, because it makes too much sense. So if Andy
Dalton,
that's
a real shame.
So let's say Andy Dalton goes to Jacksonville because there's more money on the table in Jacksonville, as opposed to a chance to rehab his his career here with 1 year with Belichick. What a mistake that would be, right?
Oh, my gosh. Colossal mistake. I mean, again, he's played 9 years in the league. He's made decent money. And so when I say decent, I mean in the real world, excellent money.
Tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean by NFL quarterback standards, so the money should not be an objective for him. What he should really be focused on is what is the best way for me to become a good starting quarterback in the league again or solidify myself as a starting quarterback in the league again. To me, that's what the Patriots. If he picks Jacksonville over the Patriots, think of that. Two quarterbacks this offseason will have picked Tampa and Jacksonville over the Patriots.
His former offensive coordinator, or no, quarterback coach, Jay Gruden, is in Jacksonville. So, you know, there's rapport there. So it's not that big of a deal if he went to Jacksonville. It'd actually make more sense.
Well, there's linkage.
Jacksonville blows.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's that's a three-win team. That's a four-win team. So you get more money up front for 1 year, and then they draft Trevor Lawrence, and then where are you? You've done nothing. He's got to think long-term. This is, you know, he's got to think about this as Darrell Revis thought about this place. It's 1 year, rehab who you are, and then go, you know, go get a real job. I mean, that's how he's got to approach it.
Darrell Revis and Andy Dalton, those are two guys that should be mentioned in the same breath.
Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
Guys, I was in the camp of future be damned, ride Brady's right shoulder until it's a nice shiny nub. And Jim Murray, you were there too, and then you bailed on that premise. And here we are, April 30th. We're talking about Dalton, Stidham, and Hoyer. This sucks. The Pats are going 6-10, and that's where we're going to end up this season.
Murray, your thoughts?
Yes, I fully agree. Yeah, and I hate that we're talking about Andy Dalton and that you two are blinding the audience, talking yourselves into it. I find it to be embarrassing. Really, you don't really want him. No one actually wants him, but you know you gotta do this. So,
but Murray, come on! I've been talking about this for months. This is why I'm enjoying it, because I talked about this last regular season. In the middle of last regular season, I said the team could lose Brady and go to someone like Brian Hoyer and win the division. You know, we've been at this for a while. So, I'm consistent about the whole damn thing. At least, I'm not like a lot of Patriots fans who are going to twist themselves into a pretzel and say, no, actually, we can win with Brian Hoyer and Jared Stidham now. I've been on this train for a long time. This ain't no contrivance. Or if it's a contrivance, it's a deep rooted contrivance. It's a consistent contrivance. But it is fun. Oh, I enjoy it. From Tom Brady to Andy Dalton. Oh,
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
And meanwhile, we have that.
I might dye my hair red if they sign this guy.
And oh, by the way, it ain't a Patriot thing. If I were in Green Bay, I'd be doing the same thing. Speaking of which, we want to get to that story. So we'll do that with your calls right after Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercial.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was, let's just say, surprised that they went in that direction. And I'm not surprised that he reached out to Jordan, being in a similar situation himself 15 years ago, and we had a great relationship in spite of what he was basically caught up in the middle of a hornet's nest, if you will. I don't foresee that happening here.
So it's a little snippet of Brett Favre's conversation with Rich Eisen yesterday, in which he said, among other things, that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to now play somewhere else. So let's get to the Favre-Aaron Rodgers story. Haven't hit on this for a couple of days. Rodgers won't end his career with the Packers. Favre was asked. He says, my gut tells me no. I don't know this for certain, but I guarantee you it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind. If that's the case, then that means there's a chip on his shoulder towards the organization that otherwise was not there. All he needs is a reason other than this reason to expedite that. Maz, what's your thought on the whole Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers thing?
Okay, so this story actually started to break yesterday when we were on the air, when Favre did the interview with Rich Eisen. And I was playing the audio a little bit during commercial breaks of the show yesterday. I went back and read it a little more this morning. And this is the line that got me from Favre. There were two, actually, but this one in particular. When asked about how it would end between the Packers and Rodgers, Favre said to Eisen, I think he'll play somewhere else. Okay, I think he'll play somewhere else. And my answer to that is, so what? So what? So he plays somewhere else. So what? I'm supposed to cry myself a river because the Green Bay Packers had the audacity to select someone in the first round when they think that Aaron Rodgers has reached a point in his career when he's starting to coast? So this idea, and I know this is a common belief and sort of tenet of this program, but I can't tell you how much I truly believe in it. Okay, really, to my core, I believe in this. Why does Aaron Rodgers get to coast? Why? Why does anybody get to coast? When you reach a certain point in your career where you think you are no longer due to be held accountable by the people around you or the people you work for, tell you what, it's time to move to another job. That's what it is. So this idea that somehow anybody could be exempt from the responsibility to produce or from competition that could push us, to me, I cannot tell you how much I hate it. And we have seen it countless times in professional sports, and we've seen it here recently, even with the quarterback. And before I make any comparison between Rodgers and Brady, let me say this. At least Brady won 6 Super Bowls. At least Brady went to 9. At least Brady spent 20 years in a place before he finally started to get a little entitled. Okay, a little at the end compared to this guy. Aaron Rodgers, please, kiss my ass. You know, nobody should cry for you, pal, when over the last 2 years, you have ranked, respectively in the league in quarterback ranking, 12th and 13th for one of the highest paid players at his position in the history of the game. The fact is that Aaron Rodgers hasn't pulled his weight for the last couple of years. The Green Bay Packers called him on it, and now he's somehow pissed about it, or Brett Favre thinks he's pissed because that's how Favre felt 10 years ago. Please, kiss my ass. You don't want to be held responsible anymore. See you later.
Oh, I co-sign. Gundquist, or however you pronounce that name, the GM, my hero. Oh, Matt LaFleur, my hero. My faith has been, as I said the day they drafted Jordan Love, my faith has been restored in the Packers organization. You talk about entitlement. Oh, my God, grotesque. And Favre, of all the people to be talking about this, right? Like the ultimate entitled athlete. And in Green Bay, they just went from one to the next. And Aaron Rodgers, maybe it's the water in Wisconsin. Maybe we just ruin people out there, because Rodgers wasn't that when he took over. But, boy, he has become what Brett Favre was, entitled. Bigger than the team, coasting, resting on his laurels, expecting everything to be laid at his feet. Brutal. Just brutal. Like the worst example of it. And Brady, you're right. It started to creep in a little bit with him, his entitlement. Nowhere near as bad as these two. And Brady might be worth it. Like, Brady might even be entitled to the entitlement, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know, you could even make that case. I don't think that he is. I don't think any quarterback is in that sport. I think you can't manage that sport like that. You can manage basketball like that. But I think it's hard to manage any other sport like that, where you make, you know, one player bigger than the team, even than the, you know, even the quarterback. But if anyone was worth it was Brady. Not these two. I mean, these two were good. They were very good. But they're not worth it. They're not even close to worth it. And the hero worship among the media, to me, is just insane. Like, everyone caterwauling that you've never drafted a first-round receiver for Rodgers, and he's not surrounded by this, and why don't you try and win with Rodgers? I really don't think they watch the game very closely. They must not, because Rodgers has slipped. The last couple of years, he has slipped. He has slipped on the field. His mechanics have regressed. He's just not structurally sound like he used to be. He just way too often just wants to dance around and make a big play versus running the offense. And it's become apparent if you watch the games. He has slipped the last couple of years. The numbers are reflective of how he's played. That's not a function of his weapons or the coaching. It's a function of him. He has slipped the last couple of years. And no one seems to see it. No one seems to recognize. Do you watch the games? Do you watch him? He's not quite the same guy. And so why is he entitled to a free reign in the red carpet all the way to the end of his career at the detriment of the organization? Since when?
He's not. And the fact is that, to their credit, the Packers are seeing it. And I was giving this some thought today, this morning. And the way I frame this has to be very particular, and you'll understand why. Okay, but over the last 25 years, what franchise in the NFL has had a better combination of quarterbacks than the Green Bay Packers?
No one. It's us.
It's not even close. It's the Patriots just because of Brady.
That's right. Us, Stu. Us. It's us.
Right. It's the Patriots because of Brady, but it's Brady and whoever. Right? Throw whoever you want in as the second guy. But if you're talking about actual starter to starter, a lineage, it's Green Bay. And you know how many Super Bowls they've won?
Two.
One for Favre, one for Rodgers. Brady won six. So again, if there is any entitlement that goes there, I half get it with Brady. I do get it with Brady. Aaron Rodgers, oh my gosh, I saw this and I said, oh, the irony of this, that Brett Favre, after all those years, you know what the bottom line is? Favre's still pissed at the Packers, so he's taking Rodgers' side of it.
Of course.
That's what it is. They're both mad at the organization, to which I say, you guys don't want to be held accountable. You don't want to be responsible to your teammates. You just want to show up and have your ass kissed, in which case, go play for someone else.
Oh, thank God someone stood up to Aaron Rodgers. I didn't think it was possible. I mean, Favre was asking for it, and finally Ted Thompson did. It was the best thing the organization ever did. I didn't think it reached that point with Rodgers where they were close to standing up to him. I mean, this coach is just, he's a kid. And he's so inexperienced. It's not like the GM has the, you know, has much experience. He's a younger guy, too. I never thought at this stage he'd have the balls to stand up to that guy. But thank God they have the balls to stand up to Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's going to handle it well. I don't think it's going to look good this year. I think, you know, because Brady's wired a certain way, them drafting Garoppolo brought the best out of him. I don't know if it brings the best out of Rodgers. I wonder if he goes in the other direction, because he's not quite the guy that Tom Brady is when it comes to this. So I don't think it's going to be pretty here in Green Bay this year. I think they're going to, and people are going to blame LaFleur and Gundquist, and it's going to be just the opposite. Blame the quarterback when this thing goes south. And I think it will go south. People don't realize. There's another thing. Like, you know, people saying, well, they were one game away from the Super Bowl. They're right there. They're right there. They're built to win now. Yes-ish. They were kind of a fraudulent 13-3. And Bill Barnwell on ESPN does a good job to point this out. I mean, I could just eyeball it and tell you that they won a lot of sketchy games last year. A lot of
totally.
Games where they weren't that great. I mean, I'll just give you one you probably all remember. There was a Detroit game on national TV. Maybe it was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game.
Yep.
Where the Packers pretty much got their ass kicked, but they kept getting these hands of the face flags on Trey Flowers and the Lions. Remember this?
Yeah.
Where the Packers got bailed out like three or four times on this stupid hands of the face call, and they ended up winning it late. They had several of those. And as Barnwell points out, he says the Packers outscored their opponents by a total of 63 points on the year. They were 13-3. And their point differential was plus 63. He says if you use the Pythagorean expectation, okay, I'm sorry to go advanced metrics on you, but if you use that Pythagorean expectation to estimate that a team with that sort of point differential typically wins about 9.7 games, and we can use history to find that the vast majority of teams with that sort of difference between their actual win total and expected win total almost always decline. He says by that measure alone, we would expect the Packers to drop off to about a 10-6 team next year. So he says if, you know, a point differential of 63 usually translates to 9-7 or 10-6.
Yep.
And they got to 13-3 because they caught some breaks along the way.
Oh, they got lucky. They got lucky. And I'm sorry, Mike, the other comment that Favre made, Favre said that he believes the Packers, quote unquote, burned a bridge with Rodgers, obviously, burned a bridge that's going to be hard to overcome.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Who cares?
So my question is this. Where's that bridge leading them? Where are they going on that bridge? Because they've kissed his ass, and what good has it gotten them? It's been 8 years since they won the Super Bowl, and they haven't even gotten back to it. So what good is preserving that bridge if the bridge doesn't take you anywhere?
Again, using DVOA, their advanced metric, the Packers were the 10th best team in football last year, right next to the Eagles and the Rams and behind the Cowboys. They outperformed their point differential and DVOA because they were 6-1 in games decided by 7 points or fewer, and they had two extra wins by 8 points. So in games decided by a score or less, they were 8-1. Career, Rodgers, in games he started and that were decided by 7 points or fewer, career is 34-34-1. So every other year, like most teams, most quarterbacks, close games, they're 50-50. He's a 50-50 proposition in these close games. Last year, they went 8-1 in games decided by one score or fewer, 6-1 in games, you know, that's going to even out this year. That's going to even out this year. So they're not as good as that 13-3 record showed. They weren't as good as the NFC Championship game would lead you to believe. They're a good team. They're fine. But they're not great. They're not elite. They're not a lock, stock, and barrel team. Even if they had drafted two receivers in this draft and surrounded with all sorts of weapons, I just don't think they're that kind of team. And his play, if you watch it, has slipped. His play has slipped. And he's 36 years old, and he thinks he's the cat's ass. And thank God, thank goodness, from my perspective as a Packer fan, they realized it there and took him on. Someone took him on. So Aaron Rodgers on notice. I love that. And Brett Favre crying for Aaron Rodgers. And all these people putting stock in Brett Favre. You know what an a-hole Brett Favre was at the end of his career in Green Bay? Just slapping it out there. You know, I mean, totally banging in on the off seasons. You know, familiar story there. But will I play? Will I not play? Half-ass efforts. Like, remember the game where it was one of the first games Aaron Rodgers ever played. The Patriots were there. In, I want to say it was 06. I think it was 2006, if I'm not mistaken. The Green Bay, the Wisconsin hunting season began the day before on Saturday. On Saturday before the Sunday game against the Patriots. And they even said this on the broadcast. Brett Favre banged out of the production meeting because it was the opening of the hunting season. And so he did that quick interview with Dan Dierdorf or whoever was doing the game, Dan Fouts. And they talked about it on the game. That, you know, Favre cut his interview during the production meeting short because it was hunting season. It opened and he wanted to get out and do some hunting. And then the next day during the Patriots game, he bagged out in the first quarter with what he said was an elbow. You know what that was? That was a hunting season flu. That was sitting in a tree all day, chugging Bud Light, doused in deer urine, you know, whatever, doing his hunting thing. He mailed it in for years.
I think this is 2005 you're talking about. He was 9 of 21 for 69 yards before the
35-7 was the final of that game that got destroyed.
Was it 05? Was that the year? Whatever year it was, he had mailed it in for years. And finally, the Packers took him on and made the move. It's the best thing they ever did. And they're not making the same mistake twice, or they're not going to allow them to make the mistake that they didn't make the first time. And Favre's crying a river. Oh, give me a break, Brett. You big fraud. So I'm with you on this, Maz. We'll take your calls on this and Andy Dalton to the Patriots right after these words.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Bat. Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was... Let's just say surprised that that they went in that direction. And I'm not surprised that he reached out to Jordan, being in a similar situation himself 15 years ago. And we had a great relationship in spite of what he was basically caught up in the middle of a hornet's nest, if you will. I don't foresee that happening here.
It's a little snippet of Brett Favre's conversation with Rich Eisen yesterday, in which he said, among other things, that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to now play somewhere else. So let's get to the Favre-Aaron Rodgers story. Haven't hit on this for a couple of days. Rodgers won't end his career with the Packers. Favre was asked. He says, my gut tells me no. I don't know this for certain, but I guarantee you it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind. If that's the case, then that means there's a chip on his shoulder towards the organization that otherwise was not there. All he needs is a reason other than this reason to expedite that, Maz. What's your thought on the whole Brett Favre-Aaron Rodgers thing?
Okay, so this story actually started to break yesterday when we were on the air, when Favre did the interview with Rich Eisen. And I was playing the audio a little bit during commercial breaks of the show yesterday. I went back and read it a little more this morning. And this is the line that got me from Favre. There were two, actually, but this one in particular. When asked about how it would end between the Packers and Rodgers, Favre said to Eisen, I think he'll play somewhere else. Okay, I think he'll play somewhere else. And my answer to that is, so what? So what? So he plays somewhere else. So what? I'm supposed to cry myself a river because the Green Bay Packers had the audacity to select someone in the first round when they think that Aaron Rodgers has reached a point in his career when he's starting to coast? So this idea, and I know this is a common belief and sort of tenet of this program, but I can't tell you how much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.